Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips. We just heard the story of Muhammad Khan, a man who his spirit could never be stronger despite facing some real challenges. He's very optimistic and seems to be seeing opportunity everywhere he looks as racking up the meetings. And I think, you know, one of the key takeaways is your CV is obsolete. You know, just stop using it. You have to start looking at different means. You need to get a meeting with someone who can give you a job. And these are some of the kind of the key things that can change things for you. Now we have another success story. A man who has claimed the top job, the top seat in the corner office, the boardroom warrior who made it to the top. It's Marcus Machen, Chief Executive Officer of Tufton Oceanic. Let's hear a little bit about his background.
Marcus Machen was educated in England and the States and was a law graduate of Cambridge University. He started his career in banking, joining Standard Chartered Bank in the expatriate service and then later moved to some smaller London-based merchant banks. In 1991, with two colleagues, a London-based corporate finance and advisory firm and a property investment company was established. In 2000, Arab Capital was established in Dubai as Marcus's own corporate advisory company with a corporate mission of doing interesting things with people I like. Partnering with long-standing colleagues at the London-based Tufton Oceanic Finance Group, Arab Capital was active in shipping and offshore sector finance and corporate advisory assignments, and increasingly asset management. This association continues through Tufton Oceanic Middle East Limited, a DIFC-registered asset management focused only on the shipping and oil services sector established in 2006, of which he acts as the CEO. Outside the office, Marcus enjoys sports such as golf, cricket, rugby and skiing. He also enjoys music, the theatre and of course travelling. But he admits he wishes he had more time to spend doing all of these.
Marcus Machen, a man who's a jazzy little number. We'll be talking about and giving us his secrets on his road to the top. Marcus, welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thank you very much, Shane.
It's a real pleasure to have you here. I understand you're a jazz fan.
Yeah, I like jazz. I like all forms of music, but jazz is special. It's an acquired taste at times, but it's good.
Where's the best jazz venues in the Middle East? Do we have jazz in the Middle East? Or?
Well, the jazz festival every year is fantastic. It's one of the nicest, most relaxed events. Not too crowded. And the last few years, they've been getting really, really good musicians and international musicians down here. And I've always really enjoyed that.
I think those guys started up because they were jazz fans and there wasn't much jazz, so they said they'll do this festival just as a hobby. And that was 10 years ago. Now it's blown up, and he's, I think, actually making some good money on it.
Well, I hope so. They deserve their success, and I think of all the festivals that go on here, that's one where you can tell that it really is enthusiasts who are putting it on.
Yeah, yeah. So when is the jazz festival? It's not for a while now, is it?
It's usually in sort of February, March time. I'm not so good on the dates, but that's usually when it is.
So you started out. I think you're a graduate of Cambridge, right? That's the
yes. I was very lucky. I was fortunate to pass the entrance exams, and which many people have a real objective to do. I was fortunate. It happened in a way by coincidence for me.
You weren't planning on going to Cambridge?
I didn't expect to, but having got there, I really tried to make the most of what it offered. And it offers a terrific amount. I mean, it was a really privileged few years that I was able to spend there. And I spent as many years as I could there.
Is that important for anyone who's now taking the first few steps, or maybe there's parents out there who are helping give a little guidance to their young whippersnappers as they come out into the world? Does that really make a difference, having that branded top tier education? Does it make a difference?
Well, it does provide a terrific opportunity. it won't suit everyone. And I think for me, it worked out just fantastically. I was able to do things and experience things which, on a breadth which was unusual, I think, at that time. Because at that university, there were so many people there who were amongst the best of their age, whatever it was they did, whatever enthusiasm they had, whether it was music, whether it was the academic study, whether it was sport. Particularly, you know, if you use sport as an example, there were you know, friends of mine who were playing international sport whilst they were at university. And just to be mingling with people like that, it is a fantastic thing. It's a real opportunity.
Is winning an attitude? I mean, is that one of the things that's kind of what I'm picking up here, is that you're around people who just have a winning attitude, a competitive attitude, that want to be the best at what they do, that they're driven, they're hungry. Is that's contagious energy?
It is. I mean, for the guys who are really at the peak of any sort of achievement like that, then they have to have a really single-minded approach to life, and they have to be organized, and they have to be able to determine what's going to work for them, what isn't going to work for them, and they just know it almost intuitively, and you pick up on that. I mean, I was not one of those guys. I was never going to play international sport, unfortunately. I know that now. It's too late.
No, that's not true. You can, curling is still an Olympic option for you.
Well, it's possible. It's possible. It's nice of you to think of it that way. Yeah. There is an attitude there, and it does permeate through how people lead their lives, and to some extent can be instrumental in how effective they are in their careers.
This is Marcus Machen, the Chief Executive Officer of Tufton Oceania, giving us his secrets to success. We're hearing more from him in just a minute.